What's shaking, Alaska? Welcome to your weekly seismic update from across the state, brought to you by the Alaska Earthquake Center, where we monitor ground shaking 24/7. I'm Derek Gossett with your August 14th summary. Over the past week, we recorded about 370 earthquakes, with three of them reported as felt events. The largest was a magnitude 4 earthquake on August 8th, just south of Kiska Volcano, on the western end of the Aleutian Chain. A magnitude 4 is a moderately sized earthquake, and in fact, earlier this week, shaking from a magnitude 4.4 earthquake in Los Angeles was reported as felt by over 24,000 people. So how come no one reported feeling the earthquake south of Kiska? The answer lies in the difference between magnitude and intensity. While magnitude measures the amount of energy released by an earthquake, intensity measures the amount of ground shaking felt in various areas surrounding the epicenter. This can depend on many factors, like how far away you are from the earthquake, how deep it occurred, and what type of geology is beneath you. Compared to the precise calculations used for magnitude, intensity measurements rely partly on people to report the amount of shaking they felt. So if you feel an earthquake, make sure to report it using the Did You Feel It link for the event on our interactive earthquake map. You can find it on our website at earthquake.alaska.edu.